Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
State lawmakers are close to releasing redrawn maps of their legislative districts. The Special Joint Committee on Redistricting will propose a new map of the Commonwealth's 9 congressional districts, and that's down from the 10 districts that we have now. There's a lot of anticipation over what this new map might look like. Redrawing political boundaries is a politically charged process. Former House Speaker Tom Finneran left office in 2007 after pleading guilty to criminal obstruction of justice charges because of the way the last map was redrawn and the battles over that. WBUR's Steve Brown is covering the current redistricting process at the State House, and he joins us from there now to sort through it all. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Deb.
Well, let's talk about the congressional map first. The state did not grow as much and as quickly as other states in the country, and we've lost a seat in Congress. Who might be affected?
Well, the committee's being very tight-lipped about which 2 incumbents will be placed in the same district. But there are indications here at the State House that Congressman Steve Lynch and freshman Congressman Bill Keating are likely to find themselves in the same district. Now, Keating is the new guy in the delegation, so he's a prime target. That's usually the way it goes. Seniority means a lot in this redistricting process. Now, Lynch has been in office for about 10 years, but he's still one of the more junior members of the delegation. He's also the most conservative member of the delegation, and some of his positions on social issues have irked many Democrats over the years. One of the key objectives is to preserve or strengthen a majority-minority district, and that means that a majority of the people in the district are minorities. Currently, the only district that meets that definition now is the 8th District. That's Mike Capuano's district. The city of Boston is split between the 8th and the 9th. And if you expand the 8th just a little bit further south, deeper into Dorchester, Roslindale, Jamaica Plain, Hyde Park, those are all mostly now in Lynch's 9th District. That would strengthen the 8th as a majority-minority district.
But why this particular district, Steve? I mean, if you look at the map and you were just to redraw it based on population loss, wouldn't that be the southeastern and western parts of the state?
Well, let's look at southeastern Massachusetts first. Most of the population loss was down on the Cape. Barnstable County was down almost 3% from the 2000 census. But because of the Cape's unique geography, jutting out into the ocean, there's really no way you can carve it up. Out in the western part of the state, I think the considerations are more political. I don't think you'll see any drastic changes out that way. Keep in mind, Congressman Richard Neal of Springfield in the 2nd District, he's a senior Democrat on the House Ways and Means Committee, and it's unlikely that the redistricting committee wants to make too many changes to his district. Same goes for the 5th District up in Lowell area, Nikki Tsongas' seat. Even though she's one of the newer members of the delegation, she's the only woman in the delegation, and it's likely that the committee doesn't want to mess with that dynamic.
Hmm. Now, there are various independent groups out there with their own maps, Steve, and these groups are trying to influence the process. Several of them are focused on increasing minority representation in Congress, as you mentioned, and on Beacon Hill. How are lawmakers reacting to this?
Well, the redistricting committee has been meeting with all of those groups, and they have been reviewing all of those maps that they've been bringing in. As a matter of fact, several of the groups held a news conference in front of the State House last week urging the committee to increase the number of majority-minority legislative districts. House Chairman Mike Moran took part in the news conference, and afterwards he said their input has been very, very helpful.
We've looked at every one of those maps. We've analyzed every one of those maps that have come in. I think in the end of the day, when the maps are made public, they're going to see their fingerprints on these maps in a lot of locations.
And the groups seem, at least for the time being, satisfied with the process. Cheryl Crawford is the co-director of MassVote.
I really feel like they've been listening to us. We've been working with them all along. I mean, I would just absolutely be, like, totally floored, surprised if they came out with something totally different from what they said they would.
So sounds like a nice amicable process anyway.
So far, I don't know how long that will last right. Once the maps come out.
Right. Now, we've been talking about congressional maps, but what about the state districts? How's that process going?
Well, that's what's taking up the most time. With the congressional map, you only have to divide the state up into 9 districts. It's a lot more complex than that, but still, it's just 9 districts. For the legislature, there are 160 House and 40 Senate districts. The same guidelines apply. You have to make sure that none of the districts violate the Voting Rights Act. Several of the advocacy groups are calling for an addition of at least 6 more majority-minority House districts and 1 more majority-minority Senate district. It's a delicate balance, because when you start adding or subtracting precincts from one legislative district, it has a domino effect on the others.
All right. WBUR's Steve Brown reporting on the redistricting process from the Massachusetts State House. Steve, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Deb.